This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We have an amazing songwriter. We have a singer on the line with us right now. Lesotho born, Utimoloho Pearl Lekaota, affectionately known as Timo. We do have her on the line. Hi, Timo.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you for taking your time, man, to do this.
Thank you for having me.
Danko. Now, right into it, Njeveto, I see you Lesotho born and then you moved to Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
How did that transition influence your music career?
I think it definitely influenced me to introduce me to different sounds. In Lesotho, a lot of the time I was listening to what my parents were listening to, which was a lot of jazz, the likes of Tepo Tola, Budaza, the artists that we grew up knowing in Lesotho.
Yeah.
And when I got to South Africa, there were so many different sounds. I got introduced to house music, to pop, to Afropop, which I absolutely fell in love with. So that was the biggest thing. And of course, the languages that I got to experience.
Now, yes. Speaking of the music that you were listening to back home, would you say it had an influence into your love for music and your development into music?
Yeah, most definitely. I think the earliest memories of me really feeling like I love music so much were just the road trips that we used to take. And we'd be listening to Ntate Tshepo Tola.
Sure.
We'd be listening to... you know, rich Lesotho sounds that would be on repeat. And most of the time, I didn't even know who was playing, but I knew that I just loved this music. And then growing up, when I became much older, when I'd hear those sounds, it would just be this beautiful, nostalgic sound that I always wanted to go back to. So those road trips really made me fall in love with music.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of your music career, you began as a songwriter for local upcoming artists. Now, I'd just like to know, in terms of your songwriting, how did that experience, you know, shape your approach when you are writing a song for yourself now?
Yeah, I think learning to write for others really helped me to become sensitive to how others are feeling. I had to care about that so much, because when someone tells me to write a song for them, I'm telling their story and I have to be in tune with that, and I need to be so passionate about that.
Yeah.
And that helped me in my music as well, because I write because I care about people. I care about what they're going through, and I want to help them get through whatever experience they're having. And that's always what I have in mind when I'm writing a song.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So speaking of, you know, songwriting while we're still here, when you write a song, what influences you, and also what like impact would you like your song to have on the listener?
I think I'm influenced a lot by love. That's why I write so many love songs. And I want people to experience love in a joyful way, to experience it in a healthy way.
Sure.
So that's why I always write about, you know, experiencing love and finding the type of love that you are looking for and being intentional about that. So for me, I just want, if you listen to my music, I want you to feel joy. I want you to feel good about life.
Definitely. I love that because relationships. So I love people who encourage, you know, that type of love. Thank you so much for that. Now, you also mentioned, you know, your love for the stage and connecting with the audience. And personally, I love live performances. But I'd like to know from you, what do you find most fulfilling about performing live?
For me, it's just, it's the engagement with the audience when you're telling people about a specific song or you're seeing the smile on their faces, or you're bringing a song to them and we start dancing together. I just love the connection between, myself and the audience when we're together. You know, for me, it's just bringing people together and knowing that in this moment there's joy, there's nothing better than that.
Definitely. I hear you. And maybe one day I'm gonna get to see you perform live, because
also
you have an experience in theater, so I think that also, you know, kind of helps with regards to performing live. But I just like to know from you, because of that experience in theater as an actress and a music composer, how has that influenced your musical style and stage presence?
So the thing that I've learned from theater is to be very in tune with yourself. And on theater, you have to be so in touch with the character, and you have to be so open and completely forget about yourself. And I think getting on stage and then sharing the music has taught me to be more vulnerable. I'm not afraid of being myself anymore. I'm completely myself when I'm on stage and I'm sharing the music. And it's really about vulnerability. And I think people relate to that. Because when you're vulnerable and you're telling a person that, yo, I got heartbroken too, like there's so much, like you're able to relate to them and there's so much connection.
Yeah.
So it's just been, I've been able to really get in touch with that and be comfortable on stage and learn to be vulnerable. And that's the best thing for me.
That is beautiful. Now, going to your music now, the releases that you've had.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start with your single, Taste Your Love. Which, you know, received recognition from prominent DJs and it was added to their compilations. Like, what was that moment like for you, man? Like, you know, being recognized like that.
Yeah, it was unexpected. You know, when I dropped Taste Your Love, I didn't even think it would go very far. I just wanted to share the music at that point. So for DJs to actually look it up and to think it was good enough, that was a big moment for me. And it actually encouraged me to keep releasing.
Yeah. Now, with your recent release titled Ungowami with Us Liquid It, can you just tell us a bit more about this collaboration? And also, because it is, I think, your first release under the Cloud9. So how has that partnership also influenced your music and your upcoming projects?
So Slick and I, we met 3 years ago and we've been working on music ever since. And this was our first release. And I appreciated this release with him because we got so close over the years. And I think it just helped us to understand each other musically, especially from Slick's side. I really think as a producer, he got to understand me as an artist and he knew what was going to work for the both of us. So that's why I love Ungowami so much. I think it brings out like the best of both of us. So that's what I love about this collaboration. And with Cloud9, we'd also been talking for about 2 years now.
Sure.
And it was finally time for me to also work with them. So it was just things falling into place.
Now this, I believe is a lead single to your first EP.
Yeah.
So you're working on your first EP, which is to be released next year in 2024. Can you just give us a sneak peek maybe into what we can expect from the upcoming project in Klampe? Some of the features that you have, you know, what can we expect from the EP? And when can we expect it? Early, mid-year, or later?
So you can expect a couple of singles earlier in the year. And then by July, August, there should be an EP that we all get to listen to and hopefully embrace. And I'm working very closely with Slick With It. He's producing amazing work. He's such a talented producer. So I'm working with him on the EP and a couple of other producers that are from Lesotho as well. And it's a beautiful sound, a fusion of Afropop, house, amapiano, R&B. So I'm really experimenting on different sounds with Slick. And, it's going to be really something beautiful. We're putting, even if you're going to expect an Afropop song, you can definitely expect different elements of R&B, of a little soul, of a little Afropop in it, just to show that we've really been very intentional about the music.
Sure. I love that. So now on your bucket list, if it's to Yama feature, who's there? Who's on your bucket list, Yama feature? Mthambi, someone that you'd like to do a song with, maybe on your album project, Mthambi, or your next body of work?
So on the EP, I'm definitely working with the other Cloud Nine guys. So there's African Barbie that's going to be on the EP, and I really look forward to working with him.
Yeah.
In future, generally, I would love to do a song with the likes of Amifaku.
Oh, yes.
I would love to work with Nomfundo more. I love the texture of her voice. I think she's amazing. And someone that I also grew up listening to, I'd love to work with Monewa.
Oh, yes, Monewa.
Yes,
oh, my
yes.
goodness. I feel like we have the same taste in music, me and you. You know, so, and lastly, before Sivale, as an artist, you know, who continues to make her mark in the industry, and, you know, looking at the music industry, especially in South Africa, there's a lot of upcoming artists, aspiring musicians as well, and songwriters. Tell me, what advice would you have for those aspiring musicians who are still trying to come up in the industry, you know, and still trying to make it?
Yeah, I think the first thing I'd say is that a lot of upcoming artists such as myself that I would bump into in like whatever networking circles is they don't take the time to research on simple things like SAMRO or, you know, how to get your music registered. So I'd say, number one, educate yourself. There's so much information on the internet, and if you don't have access to that, just when you're with your peers or your colleagues in the industry, ask questions. So really educate yourself on getting your music registered and put out correctly. Other than that, practice your craft. Work on it every single day.
Wow.
You know, tell yourself, you know, I'm going to write a song a day, or I'm going to do my vocal exercises for the day.
Sure.
And don't feel under pressure to only take the paying gigs. Like, put yourself out there as much as possible. We're so lucky to be in an age where you can use social media to your advantage. So many artists have come up from just social media. And even if it's not necessarily working for you right now, continue to put your work out there. But yeah, educate yourself. Make sure you know what's going on so that you're not taken advantage of. And also practice your craft and keep putting your work out.
That is beautiful, man. That is very, very beautiful. I like that it is also coming from a female's perspective as well, you know, because I've heard Oyang Abeti, even AKA on this last album, was even performing for free on some events, you know, just putting the music out there. I think that's very important what you mentioned over there, putting
definitely.
The music out there, you know, performing for free, not only for paying gigs. Obviously, you have to eat, but you also need to put your music out there. That is beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Where do
Thank
we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, Timo underscore Sings. So it's T-S-I-M-O underscore Sings. On Facebook, just type Timo, T-S-I-M-O. On TikTok, it's Timo underscore Songbird. And then Twitter @Timo Lohopo.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.